Okay, our next speaker will be Shauna.
Hello.
Hello.
I would like it to be 10 and 5. 10, 5,
and 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi. You know, this is my first time at this meeting, at the Serenity Night, but also at the Ravenna Sunday Night meeting. But I know people that come to this meeting, and I've heard really good things about it. But there's so many people here that I don't know, which is a shock. I feel like I need to get out more. But there's so many people that I do know that I'm thankful are here. I'm a compulsive overeater, and what I'm also what OA lovingly calls a 100-pounder. I don't like that term. I don't need help feeling like more of a freak. But I am. I'm a 100-pounder. And in fact, in January, in November, last November, I have been maintaining 160, give or take, weight loss for 2 years. Which is incredible because I couldn't keep anything off for all of my career as a dieter. So that's insane, or sane, I should say. I am celebrating 4 years of abstinence January 4th. So I'm happy about that, too. So I will talk about what it was like. Well, I was fat. I was really fat. But worse than that, I was insane. And I'm still insane. But what's wonderful is that I found OA. And in OA, I not only found physical recovery, but I now have the structure and the tools and the steps and all of you to kind of help me learn how to live, learn how to walk, learn how to exist in this alien planet world. I think it was Dave or one of the other speakers talked about feeling like an alien. Maybe that was just the voices in my head. I don't know. You're an alien. But that's how I feel most of the time. And in fact, probably all my life felt that way. Just not comfortable in my own skin, in my own body, in my own self. And then to be born into a very colorful, addicted family, crazy family of really smart, funny, wonderful, sick people. Who had their own problems. And my mother was a serial marrying person. She married a lot of people. And we moved around a lot. And with it came a lot of really strange and insecure and uncomfortable people. So I always felt uncomfortable. And then I had a brother who I adore, who's a little older than me, who just had anger issues and would take it out on me physically. So I would get that. And worse than that to me was when, and my mom would, you know, be heartbroken over whatever divorce had just happened. And we were kind of on our own a lot, and just little kids. And my brother would be beating me up, you know, like outside, and the neighbor lady, nice neighbor lady, would come over to help. And I would be just like, get out of here. Fuck off. You know, I was humiliated. I was shamed. And so my life became about keeping up appearances and lying about what's going on because I wanted to be normal. I wanted us to be normal. So I became a really good liar. Still am a great liar. And that ate away at me. So I think I was a compulsive overeater my whole life. And because I remember, concocting things. When we would run out of food because my mom was too heartbroken or too drunk or just not there to buy food, I would kind of, find ways to binge. And I would, mix up green food coloring and graham cracker crumbs and whatever I could get together in quantity so that I could eat. And I had this wonderful friend who had a wonderful mother who every one day a week would bake. And so that's where I was on Thursdays. And And she would just feed me, and she was wonderful. And I was compulsively eating there, too. And that continued, and I think we were like 9 or 10 when we started our smoking and drinking careers. And we were able to do that because there was very little supervision. And the only remission I had from my compulsive eating was when I would drink. I had a long drinking career as well, and is that?
That's five.
Five, thank you. So I had a problem with drinking that I solved myself with food. You can quit drinking if you go back into the food. And cigarettes, same thing. And it works really well, but I kind of cured myself into like 300 pounds. So that's when I really blew up. In fact, I have pictures. Because I like feeling like a freak, I will show you photographic evidence of what I look like. And some of these, I'm scantily clad, so I apologize. but there are pictures. So you'll see that most of my time I was battling maybe 20, 40 pounds. And then it just gets progressive. It was a progressive thing. And then when I quit drinking, I ballooned up. And then when I quit smoking, it was on. And so I really, really got out of control. So at my highest, I was over 300 pounds. And I don't even know what it was because I didn't weigh. But I couldn't. So it's all the physical symptoms of that, right? Swollen ankles, not being able to sleep. I felt like I was going to suffocate. Actually waking up because I would have stomach acid, like choking me. I actually bought a seatbelt extender, which I didn't quite have to use, but I had it. And my pants were size 34s, but they ran small. I mean, I was at the top end of mail order. And I couldn't walk. I couldn't stand for any length of time. Anyway, so I had all of those physical symptoms. I was snoring. I probably had sleep apnea, but I couldn't afford to go get a sleep test, not that I would want to, because I was in foreclosure. So I hadn't been working for a long time because I was delusional, and I was pursuing a career as a screenwriter and spending all my 401k on that. And so I was in foreclosure. I was, had no money. And I'm not sure what got me into OA, except that I knew because I was an addict, because I was an alcoholic, because I've been addicted to just about everything, that's probably what I had. And so somehow I got to OA in Bothell Monday nights, October 4 years ago. And I heard my story again and again, and I just knew I was in the right place. And I drove home that night, and I cried because I was like, I realized that I wasn't living anymore. I was isolating. I was laying on my bed, and I was eating. And that was what my life had become. And OA offered me this door into living again. And what's great, what I marvel about this program to this day, and what I use to this day, is that this is a program of action. This is a program of direction. It's like real things that I can take away and go off and do. It's not me sitting in a room with someone who may or may not understand me talking about it. It's like, go and do this and shut up and just do it. And that's kind of how I've gotten to where I am, is just taking it 24 hours at a time, following directions, and very simple, small steps. And I do that today. And all of you, too. I really rely on the people and the relationships that I have been so lucky to develop since I've come to OA. And I still call and say, they've asked me to speak and I don't want to do it. How can I say no? And no, you got to kind of have to do that, Sean. It's service. Service is inconvenient. Service is scary. And they tell me to show up when I don't want to show up. And I appreciate that. So what it's like today is that I no longer get winded when I walk. I can stand in my 4-inch heels for great periods of time. I can walk up hills, hike up hills. I've hiked mountains. I kayak. I couldn't fit in a kayak before. And I own a kayak now. I've jogged. I've run When people say, what are your hobbies? I put down jogging. Done it like 3 times. But I'm a runner. I hike hills. But I can do that now, and it feels really, really good. And I'm back at work in a major software company, doing a big job, and I'm no longer in foreclosure, making good money. And I looked at the promises. Is that 10?
That was
10. To see where I, you know, keep score. Where am I? Because I don't feel like I've really come that far. In fact, what I said to the person that so nicely asked me to speak is that I don't think I can. I'm not working a really strong program right now. But the truth is, I'm working a program. And I'm showing up every day. And I'm developing my relationship with God. And I'm following my food plan. And I'm abstinent. And I'm coming to meetings. And I'm doing service. And I have my spiritual hour. I do my first 3 steps in the morning. I do my 10, 11, or my 10 step at night. That's an okay program. It's working all right. I've recently lost my sponsor. She's living. Nothing like that. But so I need a sponsor. And I sponsor people, which I really like. But I am looking for a sponsor, and I'd like to do more step work. I feel like there's more I could be doing. But I'm doing it, I heard this earlier, imperfectly. And I really think that I loved what I heard about imperfectly is how you do it. And I think that's really true. And that's given me the permission to do it imperfectly. And as long as I just continue to do my baby steps in my 24-hour periods, I can stay somewhat sane. So how I work the program now is I still have a food plan. And what I did when I was getting my physical recovery was my abstinence was no sugar, no obvious sugar, and 3 meals a day. And when I was losing weight, I was at 1,200 calories, and I weighed and measured. And I track my food. I can go back to the very beginning, October, when I first started, and see when my binges were, and see when I got abstinent in that January. And I can see everything I've eaten. I track all of my weight once a week. I weigh, and once a month. I'm not going to lie. I have, like, OCD, and I'm compulsive about everything, so I track everything. And, again, give me something to do. Give me something to occupy my squirrel brain, and I'm happy. So I do still track my food. I still weigh and measure, although I've been doing it a long time, I can kind of figure out. But I do track my calories. And one of the reasons I wasn't feeling like I was working that strong of a program is I'm not really sure what my calories should be at this point. I'm not really sure. My abstinence is still like 3 meals a day, no obvious sugar, no recreational sugar. But the calorie count moves depending on how my weight's doing or how much physical activity I'm getting. So I'm exercising more so that I can eat more because I do like to eat, but not in a, I don't think, on a healthy kind of bulimic sort of way. I'm so far from that from an exercise perspective. So that's what I do with my food. And then in the morning, I really do have a spiritual hour where I meditate just to a guided meditation that's on a podcast. And I read literature, and I journal. And what I do is I make a column for God, and I make a column for me. So what God is responsible for and what I'm responsible for. And God gets a shit ton of stuff. He gets everything. And I get, I made a decision. That's what I do when I first get out of bed. I get right on my knees, and I make the decision. I do the first 3 steps. I'm powerless, and my life is unmanageable. I believe God can restore me to sanity, and I'm making a decision right here, right now, on my knees, to turn all of this over to the care of God. And I do that on my knees not because I believe my God expects it. I don't know who my God is, really. I'm acting as if. But I do it because it's an act of surrender, and I need to remind myself to surrender. So I do that, and then in my God column, I reiterate, you've made the decision already to turn all this over. And then I usually will do, also on my side, next indicated thing with full attention. because I think I've also got ADD, I'm discovering. I'm learning all sorts of stuff about myself. But I jump all over the place, and I need to give people and things my full attention. So I have to really work on that. And then lately, my latest life goal, the latest thing that hits my column, is fun. So I heard exuberance before. I'm like, what if a life goal were to have fun? How crazy would that be? How self-serving? Well, not really, because if I'm having fun, then I'm probably being positive, accepting and grateful, loving and kind, which always hit my column, and a good listener. So fun is, I don't know what that means or what that's going to look like, but I'm going to work on that because I have been depressed. Yes, how much time? 5 more minutes?
5 more minutes.
So I'm figuring out what it means to be at this stage in my recovery. When I was early in my recovery, it was pretty clear. It was really a lot about the food plan and about following the steps and working through the 12 steps, which I've been through now. And now that I've been through it, and I'm kind of working the first three and the 10th step and 11 and 12, it has felt a little bit like, how does this work now at this stage? So I need to figure that out, and I would like to find a sponsor that is a real got strong step work and that I can call every day. Just putting it out there. Sorry to keep mentioning that. But I found really the physical part was actually the easier part of the whole thing. I still get obsessed with food and I still get compulsive. I eat compulsively. It comes back. But it left pretty quickly and for the most part has been the easiest part of the whole recovery process. Less easy is sort of like, wow, how do I exist in this world? How do I do this grown-up job, have this grown-up marriage, have these grown-up relationships? That's what I'm figuring out. And I'm really just 4 years in. So I'm, what is that, a toddler? A young person? Chewing on stuff she shouldn't be, bumping into stuff? That's really where I am. And so it's really imperfect and it's really messy, but lately, more and more, I've really been developing my relationship with God. What that means to me is I pull out a chair for him at work sometimes. Hard meetings, I'm like, don't sit there. God's there. I don't tell people that God's there. In my mind, he's there. And sometimes I dress him, and he dresses really cute. Just because I need to kind of remember to keep him, with me. And I talk, I pray a lot. And I really think it's working. You know, I've read and I've heard that, like any relationship, you've got to just work on it. You've got to spend time with it. And I feel like an idiot. I feel really stupid for, like, picturing him there looking like Robert Pattinson. Really looks good. He's dressed up. I feel stupid doing that, but it helps me. It reminds me that I have already made the decision, and I tell myself this today, Shauna, you've already made your decision. You've already given it to God. Make the decision, move on. Today, just 24 hours, just for today, you've turned it over. So all you have to do is show up, do your best, and have fun. So I think I'll leave you with that. Thank you very much.